Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show. We painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure.
When I met you in the summer,
sweet summertime,
we're cool for the summer.
All last week, we asked you to sign up at KidNation.com for a chance to win a trip for four to Innisbrook, a Salamander Golf and Spa Resort. I mean, they have deluxe accommodations there. They have a Loch Ness pool with two winding water slides.
Woo!
They have bike rentals, a full-service salon and spa, four golf courses.
How about that?
How do you fit four golf courses? They managed to do it. It's courtesy of Visit Florida and us, the Kid Craddock Morning Show. And we pick one at random to win this beautiful trip. Lauren Hollinsworth, how are you doing this morning?
I am so good. How are y'all?
Oh, we're doing great. I hope you're not ready for summer to end because summer continues for you. You just won the trip. Congratulations.
I'm freaking out. I'm about to poop my pants. I'm so excited.
don't do that.
That's extreme.
Please don't do that.
Unless you have a change of clothes.
I like that we're that close where she can tell us these things. here's what you want. You want to, we'll get you there by plane for four people. So we'll put you on a plane. You got three nights accommodations, including a three-day bike rental and four-day car rental. So you can get out and about.
How about that?
I'm literally speechless.
Who are you going to be taking with you, Lauren?
For sure, my mom. She's like my best friend. And then from there, anyone who wants to, you know, kiss my butt and become my best friend, I'll take you.
Okay. So Lauren's taking applications for people to go on the trip. She has two available.
Just kiss her butt a little bit, and she did not poop her pants. Yeah. She just wanted to.
Yes. Oh, my God.
What are you on your way to do right now, Lauren?
I'm on my way to work, so I'm going to have to, like, freak out at work and tell everyone, and they're going to be so jealous. And if I'm a little late, you know what? They'll understand.
No, they'll definitely understand. And somebody should bring you something to eat for breakfast if they want to go on this trip. That's what I'm thinking.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. Chick-fil-A.
Yeah. If you're working with Lauren, bring her some breakfast.
We love Chick-fil-A.
She's got trips.
With the pickle.
All right.
Oh, my God.
And the waffle fries.
Hey, Lauren, you have a lot of fun out there, okay?
Okay, well.
You and your mom and the other two people you end up taking.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Visit Florida. Thank you, Lauren, for signing up at KidNation.com. And every day this week, this won't end. Your chance to call in and win every day is happening at 7:20 Central. So we're about 30 minutes away from winning again.
Very nice.
Justin, part-time Justin, and Elena the Selfie Queen are in studio.
Hello!
Because I'm being told by our producer, White Cheddar, that you guys have some input on some office ideas.
Yes, definitely.
Well, Claudia's out with the baby, and so everybody's kind of helping her out, taking over some of her stuff. So we decided we're going to help out too and maybe start taking care of the office a little bit, ordering stuff.
Because Claudia's like the office manager. She's taking care of all the supplies. She takes care of payroll. She talks to people when we're feeling scared.
So we're going to take on some of her duties to help her out.
Justin said duties.
Yeah,
All right.
So like what?
So Elena's got the first one.
Well, we decided we think it would be a good idea to just start every day with like a daily prayer and devotional before the show starts.
Mm-hmm. Oh, who's going to do that?
You know, I'll probably lead one day. You know, Jenna's maybe got the next day. We'll all switch off. Kelly will probably do Fridays.
So every day?
We'll work out a schedule.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So go ahead.
Oh, okay. Dear Lord, please be safe.
No, don't play.
Amen.
You stole one from Big Al there.
Al was very sincere.
I was very sincere. Lord, please be safe. I was very sincere with
that. God told the Lord to be safe.
Thank you, God.
Well, you know.
He's the one keeping us safe.
Don't want anything to happen.
You know, we ask him to keep us safe. Nobody ever says you stay safe, Lord.
Something happens to him. We're done.
We're done.
So I think that was very, very, that's hedging your bet in a big way.
That was very genius of you to do that, Big Al, Mac.
Well, with all that power, you got to be careful.
That's right. That's right.
Okay.
So our second one is catered breakfast. So we want catered breakfast every morning, but we need you, the breadwinners here in this room, to chip in $13 a day each.
$13 a day? A day?
Yes.
Yeah. What happens when I already bring my own?
Yeah, I just bring
You don't have to eat the catered breakfast. You just have to contribute financially.
Yeah. No, we're not going to do that because I spend probably up like $2 on my breakfasts.
Right.
Right. And
after
speaking
I buy them at
of
the store.
Which, That actually reminds me of the other rule. There's going to be no more hard-boiled eggs.
I'm on board.
We're taking away hard-boiled eggs because they smell.
No, you're going to have to find protein some
other
way.
And any fish you want to put in the microwave, that's got to go away,
definitely
too.
The fish.
No, we don't need
fish. I'm gonna vote no on the breakfast $13 a day thing.
Yeah.
But yes on no eggs.
This one's my favorite one. We're going to get rid of the Keurig, guys. We're going to get rid
Why?
Of it. Okay, it's not eco-friendly, first of all.
That's
with
true.
All those little plastic cups going into the trash can, we do not recycle. So I'm thinking we get the regular classic pot of coffee freshly brewed every morning.
We've tried that before.
And there's this cute little coffee shop that's got home roasted beans. Oh my god, it's gonna be so good.
No,
and we're all gonna bring in our own coffee mugs.
No.
And we're all that way we can wash them. Kelly, it's to save the environment.
We've tried this before.
No,
we've done this before, and we did this on family vacation, remember, in Florida? Mm-hmm. And just with the four of us drinking coffee. I mean, one pot, it's gone. And then someone
it's
else
always
has to
empty.
Make it.
Nobody cleans it.
It's a mess, yes.
The Keurig though is disgusting. Because we never clean it.
Don't think about it.
It's all right.
Are you kidding? Have you cleaned it ever?
We just got a new one.
I know we just got a new one, but we keep it there for like 2 years. We don't clean it ever.
We will clean it because we will start acting like a team then. We'll have scheduled out times to clean.
One pot of coffee does not get very far in an office.
No.
We get a super big one. All right. We're going to work around these, okay?
Yeah.
Okay, so.
What else you got?
They still want to do it.
Along with the food idea, we're going to do like one potluck lunch a week.
I'm so excited.
That's going to be fun. I was actually thinking, I heard about this thing, I think it's called like rainbow potluck lunches,
uh-huh.
And there's color themes. So whatever, whatever color it is, you have to bring that, the color of that food. So if it's yellow, it's the first week.
The rainbow. Yeah. The rainbow.
I'll bring
potluck.
The butter.
Yes. And we have some lists on the items now. We're ready for you to take some of them. Someone art sandwiches from Subway. Steak from Texas Roadhouse.
Why are your rules requiring us to do work and spend money?
Well, we're just trying to get everyone in the office.
It's
like,
team building and we're hungry.
Uniform together.
No, you guys are trying to get free food from everyone at the office.
Well, me and Elena are bringing food too. I'm bringing the chips and she's bringing the goldfish.
Yeah.
But we just need y'all to get some things on the...
Yeah, like fillets and stuff.
Oh.
How about this? How about every Friday, we just go to my restaurant. I'll just buy everybody lunch. How about that?
Wow.
Wow, that's very
end of every Friday?
Of
how about
yes.
that?
How about we do building? That, and about, then we do the other thing, too?
No.
That's great
that would,
for team building, Al.
Yeah.
That's great, Al.
I have no problem doing
I like that.
That.
When are you opening up a restaurant by my house?
Just go on the way home, around another way.
It's not on the way home, Kelly.
It's team building.
Free food, JC.
And it's team building.
That's true.
It's worth the gas.
Yeah. That's what
and it is right by where I live, so I'm fine with it.
Yeah.
Free food at Al's Bar every Friday.
Yeah,
we're
going to
get
Friday.
One of them filtered water cooler things. I need one of those. Because that water out of the fridge is just
Yeah, I'm not
gross.
A fan of that. I'd rather have like Ozarka deliver.
Yeah, so that's going to be a new change.
And we need an ice maker. The ice maker.
A better ice maker.
It doesn't make
work.
Any.
It doesn't work at all.
It's a brand new... refrigerator.
Nobody ever called on the warranty on that.
And the thing hadn't worked in years.
Yeah, and who's going to wait for the water delivery guy? Because
you just have to be here. Somebody will be here.
They can put it in front of the door. Probably no one
knows. Somebody jacks it.
No, people sign for stuff all day that are here all day.
The
first
one I like
on the
water
list
one.
That I'm okay with is the water.
Good thing we're going to hydrate because we also want to put a gym in the office as
See,
well.
See, now where are you going to put it? Number two, there's one in the building we all have access to.
We have one in the building, but we need one closer for us.
Why?
What do you want
closer?
Because
it's too hard to walk that far to the gym.
Oh, my gosh.
Because
the
staff.
Use it if it's here.
Right, well, a staff that works out together stays together.
Okay, here you go. Al, bring your exercise bike into the studio.
Yes, yes Big Al.
There's your gym.
Okay.
And nobody's going to use it. We're going to all hang our jackets on it every
day. You know what I have? I have a hat on mine. In fact, I can't even put my hats on my exercise bike because it's too dusty. And I don't want my hats to get dusty.
Remember we had a running club a few years ago?
We ran once, and I ran under great duress.
What about Kids Cool Bike Club? We can
we
bring
never
that
did
back.
It.
Kid was the only one in it, and he didn't have a bike.
He didn't get bikes. We told him we'd join the day he bought a bike, and he never did.
Yeah.
What about something better than bikes, like Zumba?
No.
Or like swimming?
I would do Zumba.
Well, you can't swim in here, so.
I already pay for a gym membership. I've invited you guys to come work out with me whenever, and then no one ever does.
All right,
I
so
need
we're
to
getting
do
a water.
That, but I've been so busy drinking.
So we're getting
you know
a water.
What? Maybe
jug?
We'll start working out with you when we got the gym close to our office and walk.
Okay.
Right. We got the water jug coming, and we've got free food Friday at my place.
I like
and,
that.
We
were thinking also
think that's
carpooling might be a good idea.
Well, good luck with that.
Yeah. No. Who do you want to carpool with?
Just like whoever picks me up is fine.
No, no. Yeah, I'm not waiting on Elena. You don't come till 6 o'clock in the morning.
Y'all can make a We'll make a calendar.
And Elena will finally get to work on time.
Why don't you have your date drop you off the next morning.
Well, normally they do, but
I carpooled with Kelly once. That was fun.
See, and y'all got to chat.
It's cool, but every time you carpool, you got to make a. I mean, you're like, oh man, I need to stop by so and so, but I can't because this person is riding with me,
I know.
Or vice versa.
Ow.
So
I'll be honest, because I passed my house and I said I could be getting home right now.
Yeah,
but no, I got to keep going.
Yeah,
I would love to be picked up by Big Al in that big old truck. Oh man, that'd be so nice. Listen to country music. Listen to. Drinking coffee on the way to work with Big Al. That would be so much
fun. We're not going to carpool, probably.
No, that's probably not
going to happen.
No. We'll pray about it.
Well, you know what? Some of these ideas would be really good, and you would like smile if you would just let us implement some of these.
How about you? Keep working on these.
Yeah. Okay. We're down with the water.
Down with the water.
We had some good ideas.
We're down with that.
Yes. Count me in for the free food Friday.
And hey, you got Al. I mean, that was so generous.
That's
of you.
That is generous, Al.
No
really
problem.
Nice.
I have no problem doing that. That'd be great.
When's it start, Al? This Friday?
Start Friday.
Anybody from
this Friday?
This Friday, yeah.
Just all the right. office. You can't. He can't be giving out free food for everybody.
What do you have? What's the most expensive thing on your menu?
Pizza. I mean, you know, you don't have anything.
You don't have any pizza. Is awesome.
Yeah.
When are you gonna get lobster or something?
Working on it.
Never.
We're working on for the fall menu.
We'll update your menu.
Big Al Max.
You're seasonal.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
30 minutes away from a tradition on the show. And it is his birthday today. Kid Craddock's birthday is today.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a lot of people's first days of school. One of Kelly's favorite segments of the show.
Oh, she loves it.
Mm-hmm. I trust you will treat her well. Mm-hmm. Bonus.
Whoa, bonus?
Butterfly kisses.
No.
Only the greatest for you, Kid Nation. We're giving you the mascara alert as of now.
We'll just dedicate this whole segment, that segment to Kelly. Because she loves this so much.
30 minutes away if you're taking your little one to school for the first time ever, or first time in middle school, that's a big deal. First time in high school.
Sure.
Sending them off to college.
Or you send them off to college.
Right? Hasn't college been started?
Yeah. My wife, I woke up on Saturday, and my wife was in the living room crying.
Yeah.
Because she was watching Toy Story 3 again.
Yep.
Freaking Andy goes to college again.
It's horrible. It is horrible.
She goes, why does Andy have to go to college
every time?
I'm like, because he's not a loser. You know, he's making something of himself.
No, but
he's
going to
go do something.
Heartbreaking. But I'm going to tell you what.
What?
These dorm rooms, these girls, they're posting all these pictures online.
Dude,
it is crazy.
It's so cool.
How cool they are. This one family, they teamed together. And I saw this on Yahoo News. They gave these girls a luxury boudoir. They had like matching tufted headboards. And they bought it all on the cheap.
What?
They went to like Ross and, you know, Home Expo, whatever.
But
all the outlets
cool?
for Home Store and all that stuff. Gorgeous.
Really?
I mean, it's beautiful. These gilded gold lamps with these lampshades, little fake fur rugs on the floor. It's the most beautiful room I've ever seen.
Man.
And they said it's really, you know, yeah, people make fun of them for doing it, but it's stunning. And they're going to take it when they get their first apartment, you know, so it's.
You know what I took when I first got my first place in college? Was a stained mattress I bought from a guy that was graduating.
Ugh, yeah.
Right. That's all I had.
My dorm didn't even have air conditioning.
Right.
I mean.
Man.
Well, I don't know what guys do. I did see some moms with their sons to go off to college, and the sons' dorms were very nice.
Sure.
They were very nice. It's like almost a little too nice.
Yeah.
Wow.
You feel like the other guys are going to make fun of them. Oh, your mom.
Yeah, you don't want it to be too nice if you're a guy.
Gave you twinkly lights above your bed. I mean, literally, I was seeing this.
Mommy's little princess.
As soon as mom's out the door, they're like tearing it down, putting up booby posters.
Of
you know
course.
What they're doing.
Booby posters.
Like one mom posted a map, like this big a road map. It was like the Route 66 theme. I was like, the minute you're gone, all that's coming to.
Now that's turning into where we went to a kegger map, and they're just going to put tabs down on it.
Exactly.
Big Al Mac, you had a big weekend.
Dr. Girlfriend.
She came into town. She's been gone 2 months now to Detroit, which is where she's doing her medical fellowship thing for plastic surgery. And so she came into town Friday. She actually caught an earlier flight because we were like, our flight doesn't get in until 9 o'clock. She was able to catch an earlier flight. So she got in the afternoon.
Oh, that's cool.
Which was great. And we hung out. She got to see some friends Friday evening. But the big plan was for us to have a complete day on Saturday. That was the big thing.
You and her and one else.
Well, part of the day would be just her and I, and part of it would be with some friends because we went to the concert. But the whole plan was to wake up Saturday morning, to drive to get her cowboy boots because she had this gift certificate. But we had to go to this specific store 30 miles away to get some. So we did. Woke up early, 8:30 on Saturday morning, drove and she picked out these red Stingray boots. I didn't even know Stingray boots was a thing.
Mm-hmm.
But she picked out these really, really cool boots.
Make boots out of what killed Steve Irwin.
So the next step was for us to go to brunch. Well, she was going to get a mani-pedi. I was going to get my shave at the same time. So we get that done.
Yeah.
And then we go to brunch. So she gets her mani-pedi. I get my shave. I go pick her up. We come back to my bar and we're going to meet some friends and go to brunch. That was the plan. So it's around 11:45 or so.
Uh huh.
And I had this little small group that was 20 people. They had a reservation for 25 people to come and have a brunch birthday party at the bar. I was just going to kind of make sure they got settled. Nothing, no big deal. And then we're going to all go. So the group starts arriving at 12, at 12:15. There's 20 people. There's 25. There's 30. There's 35.
Whoa.
There's 40. And
this is great for you,
which is great. I love it. I love it. It's a birthday party, but more people are coming. But we staffed for 20 to 25. Not a lot of people coming in on Saturday morning. So I just had one bartender, one busser, and one cook. That's it. So, more and more people, and I'm like, oh crap, I can't leave right now. I'm the only one here.
Mm-hmm.
So she's there. My friends are there. And we're just watching this party grow. It grows into like 60-some people.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Which is great. And everybody's having a good time.
But
they've got an entertainer there, the violin player. They're having a great time.
A violin player?
Yeah, but it's like hip. Like he's playing music and he's playing the violin to the music. It was awesome.
Really?
It was awesome.
Okay.
And but I can't leave. And I'm like, I'm trying to see if I can get anybody to come in. By the time they get there, the party's going to be kind of winding down. But I don't want to leave. But my girlfriend's here, and she's not going to be. This is our one day. So she sees I'm going around bussing tables. I'm delivering food. I hear the bell in the kitchen. Ding, food's ready. So I'm going back there trying to help out, And everybody's like, are we going to go? The party's like older people. I invited my mother. Because some people that she knew that had taught at a school that she used to teach at, I went and called my mom. There's some people here from KB Polk and blah, blah, blah. Why don't you come down here? My mom comes.
Did she bring her boyfriend?
She did not bring her boyfriend. So I'm like, I can't leave my mother here. And so I'm like, oh, crap.
That's
1 o'clock, 1:30, 2 o'clock. Normally, older folks, they go home. These folks party.
Yeah, they're going to party late.
Out much.
They're going to party till at least 7 p.m.
When's the next chance they get?
And they had a great time, and by this time it's like 3 or so-ish.
How is your girlfriend acting? Is she sitting at the bar?
She's been great about it. She's been a
of
great
course
sport
she is.
Because she understands. I'm like, I just can't. I just can't leave right now. She runs, two or three of the girls that were in the group walked to another place because they wanted some type of fancy drink.
Or younger people?
I said, that's fine. She would say, I'm going to go get my eyebrows done. I said, that's fine. By that time, you come back, we'll be set to go.
Winding down.
So the party did start winding down. She came back. But by this time, I had blown brunch just out of the water, completely out of the water, to the point where one of the girls wanted a waffle, and my girlfriend walked and got her a waffle and brought it back. So that part did kind of blow up in our faces. But we ended up going to dinner because the Dierks Bentley concert was Saturday night.
Uh-huh.
So we all went to dinner, sat down, had a great meal, went to the Dierks Bentley show. And man, I'd never seen Dierks Bentley. Great concert.
Uh-huh.
And I didn't know a lot of the music, but everybody was having a good time. And then we came back, sang a little karaoke. And of course, and we had a good time. So the snafu, of course.
So it's like she never went away, basically. It was a regular night.
Well, she knows. That's what I do. I try to accommodate customers, and I try to have a little bit of a social personal life when I can. But I think that was it didn't overshadow the good times that we had. We still had a pretty good time.
And that video of her and Curtis, your dog.
Dude. I wanted Curtis to get his hair did, get a shampoo, get groomed up before she came back into town. So we went and got Curtis together.
Yeah.
and I filmed it. I said, I wonder how this is going to happen. And I mean, he was all over her. It was like
such a sweet video.
Yeah, he's not forgotten her one bit. And then when I took her to the airport, I think Curtis kind of fixed, Curtis rode with me to the airport with us. And like we're hugging and kissing right there at the curb.
Yeah.
And Curtis was like scratching on the window. I think he knew.
Of course, dogs know.
I think he kind of knew that she was going away because he freaked out at the airport, like scratching on the window. I'm like, Curtis is okay. It's okay. Don't scratch my tent. But I think he kind of, knew. And then all while I was driving and she was walking into the terminal, he was like looking and just. Like, man,
he was crying.
Yes.
Did you cry?
Yeah, I did, kind of. I did.
Was it really you scratching at the window and your foot, pretending like it was your dog?
She was crying. But see, when I'm around people that are crying, I tend to cry.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, it's contagious.
Yeah, and so I'm like,
it's okay to cry.
But my cry was like when I was driving. I'm thinking about her crying. Like, she was already gone.
Yeah.
But then I started like driving through to get to the airport. I'm
like, those goodbyes are tough, Al.
Yeah.
It would sound like a good weekend except for the brunch.
Yeah, yeah, it was.
Not
it
bad.
Was. She had a really good time. I kept asking, are you having a good time? Because that was all I was like, I just want to make sure she has a good time while she's here. And I don't want to get bogged down with work.
Yeah.
But.
All right.
Yeah. So that was it. That was it.
Oh, little tear.
Yep.
But everything went well.
Everything went well. She's back home and back at work at this point.
We miss her already.
Yep.
How would you like to travel?
I would love to travel.
Never-ending summer with the Kid Craddock Morning Show. We want to send you to Innisbrook. You got to call us up, though. 800-KID-LIVE.
The number is 800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
We will take caller number 13. You'll win a trip for four next.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
When I met you in the summer.
Sweet summertime.
It's the never-ending summer on the Kid Craddock Morning Show, which means we're giving you a trip every single day this week, Kid Nation. All you got to do is pick up that phone and call when we tell you to call.
Yep.
It's that simple. Let's meet our contestant, a.k.a. winner, Dawn Rogers. Hi, Dawn. Congratulations. You just won a trip.
Hi, JC. Thanks.
Yay.
What are you up to right now, Dawn?
Well, I'm a stay-at-home mom, so I just got home from dropping everybody off at school.
Oh, how'd that go?
Crazy morning, huh?
Yeah.
Yes, crazy.
Did you cry at all?
Oh, well, they've been going to school for 2 weeks now, so.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Some people, today's the first day, and others are like, we've been there, done that.
Well, Dawn, you won a trip for four to Innisbrook, a Salamander Golf and Spa Resort. Check this out, girlfriend. They got a Loch Ness pool with two winding water slides. You got Surrey family bike rooms. You know those bikes will have, you can put like four or five people in?
Look like a car.
Oh, yeah. Those you got fine. That. You got the full service salons. You can go get your hair did, get some little massage going. They also have four golf courses. You got round trip airfare for four to Tampa. You got three nights accommodations. You got bike rental, girl. And you got a car.
A rental car.
No, yeah.
we're not giving away a car.
No, you'll get the whole car.
For 4 days, yeah.
Yeah, so I'm sure you're going to be taking the family, right, Dawn?
Yes, I will.
All right.
All right. This is all courtesy of Visit Florida and the Kid Craddock Morning Show. Thank you very much for listening, Dawn.
Oh, thank you, guys. I love y'all.
We love you, too. Enjoy the peace and quiet while the kids are at school, Dawn.
Yes, definitely.
Have a great day. Dawn won the trip today. We'll have another one for you tomorrow morning.
Mm-hmm. Every day this week.
Yeah, and we have to get to something real quick.
I have a dream.
Last week, we read you the letter. It's actually, we heard from Sergeant Patrick Sowers from Operation Once in a Lifetime. Kelly met him a while back.
Mm-hmm.
And he told us about Sergeant Tiffany. She's a single mom, and she's an Army medic in the Army Reserves. She's currently right now on a 3-week training assignment. And her son was starting school today. So she had a dream that since she wasn't going to be able to be there, since her son's a big fan of police officers, if maybe a police officer could go to school with him and take him to the first day of school.
How cool
is
that?
So cool.
So the Plano PD decided, we're not just going to give you one police officer. We're going to line the hallway up with police officers.
Isn't that great?
And make it a welcome for him.
That would so freak me out.
Psycho Shannon's out there right now. Hi, Shannon.
Hey, guys.
How's it going out there?
Well, right now I am in the back of a police car.
Oh, again.
What'd you do? No.
We are en route to school right now.
And how's Hunter acting? Because he knows what's happening now, right?
Yeah, he does, sort of.
Since there's a police car.
Yeah, we went and picked him up at his house, and we are still on the way to school. And he is very talkative. He's very excited. He's got a lot to say.
How old is he again?
He is going into fourth grade.
Okay,
how old
cool.
are you, Hunter?
Nine or ten.
He's nine, yeah.
All right, great.
Is he sitting in the front of the squad car?
Yeah, he got the front seat. I got locked in the back.
In the seat of shame.
Yeah. Shame!
Yes, and I literally got locked in. It looked like it was really awesome when they went and told Hunter what was happening. But I'm riding with the police chief, and he got out to tell Hunter, hey, we're going to do something super exciting, and then I go to get out and join the fun, but I'm literally locked in the car.
Oh, yeah, because the door handles don't work in the inside.
Yeah, there's no lock for me to unlock, and I'm trying to roll my window down to say, hey, can you guys let me out? But
no, you can't do that either.
Don't roll up or down either, so yeah. I got to watch everything from the back seat.
That is awesome.
I'm sorry, Shannon.
That is awesome.
It's okay.
Did it look like it was very heartwarming and everything?
It did. It looked super awesome.
It looked
sure the police feel very bad about that.
It's about Hunter. So it's
that's
cool.
Right.
Blast the siren right quick.
Can you turn the siren on real quick, Chief, please?
Sure.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Hold on. We're looking for it. Hang on.
You're looking for it.
I think the chief should know where it's at.
It's his first day.
Chief. You know.
That's true. Yeah.
Push
it all the way over to the right. Letting Hunter do it. Yeah.
Yeah, there you
That's
go.
Official.
Yes.
Oh,
it makes me look behind me every time.
Yeah, right?
I'm like, oh.
That's on
yeah, we did that.
Yeah. Oh, that's so cool.
Let's talk to Hunter.
Whoa.
Or you want to talk to Hunter?
Yeah, is there a cage in between you and Hunter, or can you get it to him?
No, that's right behind me. So hang on just a second. Let me give the phone to Hunter. Hunter, you want to be on the radio?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay,
go. Yes, ma'am. Ma'am. Yes. I love that.
Right here, or is it speaker?
No, it's on.
Hey, Hunter.
Hello.
What's up, dude?
What did I say?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hello.
Hey, what's going on, Hunter?
Nothing.
Right. Was this an exciting first day of school for you so far?
Yes.
It's always cool when the police can take you to school, but never have them pick you up from school and take you
okay.
somewhere else.
Yeah. We can have a lesson day some other time. So, Hunter, why do you like police officers so much?
I don't know. Just my family. My mom was going to be a third-generation police officer, but what's happening right now, she isn't. And I love police officers, so.
Good for you, man.
And how's it feel to be riding in the car?
It's fun.
Yeah?
Have you ever been in a police car before?
Yes, one time, just Dallas Police Department.
Yeah,
okay, just real quick.
But never an escort to school.
Yeah, you're going
this
to school.
This is a big deal.
Yeah.
What are your friends going to think about this when you roll into school with a cop?
I don't know. That's what I was talking about when I was at my mom's house.
Are you afraid they're going to think you got in trouble?
Yeah, that's what my dad said.
Well, this is cool, man.
Yeah,
well, your mom wanted you to have a very special first day since she could not be there. You know she wants to be, and she would be if she could. Yep.
I know.
Okay. Yeah, I know.
All right.
All right, Hunter.
Well, you have a great first day at school, okay, Hunter?
Okay.
Right,
oh.
I think you made it.
What? What?
Right.
Are you okay, Hunter?
Hunter?
Hunter, are you okay, baby?
Okay.
No, he's fine.
It sounded like he was crying a little bit.
Oh, maybe he was just.
Yeah.
Oh, right. Sweetheart. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to make you upset.
Are you okay?
He gave the phone back to me.
Oh.
Did Kelly make him cry?
Can
I be honest?
Crying?
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, he misses his mom.
Jeez, Kelly.
Oh, man. You're like that reporter.
Yeah, Kelly.
Made a little point.
Did you miss your mom?
Way to go, Kelly.
No.
Everything was going fine until you brought up his mom.
Oh, that's so horrible.
It's all right.
Yeah, it's okay, Kelly.
He's going to have a great day.
And Shannon's going to be with him all along the way. So she'll keep us posted on what's going on. Thank you, Shannon, for doing that.
I'm going to spend your day in fourth grade with you. Is that okay? We're going to cause trouble and throw spitballs.
Yeah.
And we're going to get detention.
Then Shannon's
no, don't get detention, Shannon.
Shannon's
not the first day. No detention. All right.
Hey, he smiled.
And console him, okay?
Oh, good. At least he got a smile out of him, right. Shannon.
We'll check back up with Shannon later and see how that went down.
Turning red right now?
Yeah, you are.
I feel so hot.
Oh, poor kid.
I made this kid cry. I just thought he just didn't.
He's got two things to deal with. Kelly broke his heart, and he's got to rely on Psycho Shannon to cheer him up.
And speaking of, that's going to be tough.
Oh, my God.
Speaking of mascara alerts, with it being Kid Craddock's birthday today and the first day of school for many, I know a lot of you already went back a couple weeks back, but a lot of people are going today for the first time. We're going to do a very special poem that Kid used to read every single first day of school. Mm-hmm. I think it started when his daughter went to school, right?
Uh-huh.
I trust you will treat her well. Kelly's favorite poem with a bonus jam called Butterfly Kisses.
Yay.
Oh, my gosh.
Let's just pile on. I feel so good right now.
We already gave you the mascara warning. We'll get to that next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
We got the Showbiz Top 5 coming up in about 15 minutes with Kelly Raspberry. When she's not making young children cry, bringing you the hottest gossip.
Y'all, I was... Oh, that was not my intention.
You didn't mean to.
Send a copy of that to the mom.
Right.
Make sure she knows.
You miss your mom? Of course you miss your mom.
The blood rushed to my face. I can't believe that. It was funny. It was awful.
Yeah.
Oh, I just thought he didn't hear me. And I did too. And then suddenly he was like,
oh, my God.
What did I do? I am horrible, y'all. I didn't mean to. I'm inadvertently horrible.
I want that on the Christmas tape.
Hunter? Poor guy. God. His mom's away for 3 weeks in training.
I was fine until Kelly reminded me.
Oh, God.
It's from our I Have a Dream. We're going to have a bunch of police officers lined up for Hunter. But his mom's away at camp. She's
Kelly
doing
broke
training.
His heart.
Kelly broke his heart. Speaking of mascara alerts, there is one being issued right now. Because
should have given one to Hunter.
Right. We didn't know, Kelly. We didn't know.
We didn't know
you're going to scar him for life, Kelly.
This is something we do every day on the first day of school. Kid would read the poem. I trust you will treat her well.
Is it really a poem?
What is it?
It's more of like an open letter.
Yeah.
An essay. Shout out.
Kid would read this every year, and Kelly would just, while it's playing.
What was it? Because it's
so sappy.
Cheesy? Okay.
Yeah.
Kelly doesn't like
cheesy. I don't like cheesy, sappy stuff.
What about when your boyfriend does cheesy stuff for you? Do you like that?
That's sweet.
When your boyfriend does it, it's fine. But if somebody else
doesn't do real cheesy, sappy stuff,
this is about sending your little girl off.
It's the reading the letter and the tinkly music in the background. I just like, oh, and then he'd play Butterfly Kisses, and I'm just like, I'm out on this.
So since Kelly loves those things
so much,
that's exactly what we're gonna do right now. We're gonna take you back.
A lot of people love it.
And it is Kid's birthday. Just happened.
That's right.
It's all meant to be.
First day of school for a lot of people and Kid's birthday.
So I trust you will treat her well. Read by Kid Craddock.
I read a little thing on the air. We've been calling it a poem. It's not a poem, really. It's kind of a little letter to your child as they head off to school. And we've done it almost every year since then, and everybody wants to hear it, especially if you have little bitty kids, and especially girls, going off to school for the first time ever. And it's called I Trust You'll Treat Her Well. Dear World, I bequeath to you today one little girl in a crispy blue dress with two brown eyes and a happy laugh that ripples all day long, and a flash of light brown hair that bounces in the sun when she runs, and I trust you'll treat her well. She's slipping out of the backyard of my heart this morning, and skipping off down the street to her first day of school. And never again will she be completely mine. Prim and proud, she'll wave her young and independent hand this morning and say, "Bye, Daddy," and walk with little lady steps to the school's front door. And now she'll learn to stand in lines, and she'll learn to wait by the alphabet for her name to be called, and she'll learn to tune her ears for the sounds of school bells and deadlines. She'll learn how to giggle and gossip about other girls and look at the ceiling in a disinterested way when a little boy crosses the aisle and sticks his tongue out at her. And now she'll learn to be jealous. Now she'll learn how it is to feel hurt inside. And now she'll learn how not to cry. No longer will she have time to sit on the back porch on a summer day with her dad and watch an aunt run across the crack in the sidewalk. Now she'll worry about those important things like grades and what dress to wear and whose best friend is whose. And the magic of books and learning will replace the magic of her blocks and dolls. And now she'll find new heroes. But for 5 full years, I've been her sage and her Santa Claus and her pal and her playmate and father and friend. And now she'll learn to share that worship with her teachers, which is only right. But no longer will I be the smartest guy in the whole world. Today, when that school bell rings for the first time for her, she'll learn what it means to be a member of the group, with all its privileges and its disadvantages, too. She'll learn in time that it's not considered cool to laugh out loud or make funny faces or kiss dogs or keep frogs in her bedroom or name all of her dolls and say goodbye to each one by name before she goes to sleep. Today, she'll learn for the first time that all who smile at her are not her friends. And I'll stand on the front porch and I'll watch her start out on that long, lonely journey to becoming a woman. So, world, I bequeath to you today one little girl in a crisp blue dress with two brown eyes and a flash of light brown hair that bounces in the sunlight when she runs. And I trust you'll treat her well.
Daddy, I love you.
I love you.
I love you, Dad.
I love you so much.
I love you, Dad.
There's two things I know for sure. She was sent here from heaven, and she's Daddy's little girl.
Daddy.
As I drop to my knees by her bed at night,
Daddy, read me a story.
She talks to Jesus.
Please.
And I close my eyes, and I thank God for all of the joy in my life.
Picture I do.
Oh, but most of all,
this is me and this is you.
For butterfly kisses after bedtime prayer, sticking little white flowers all up in her hair.
Daddy, what's your favorite color?
Walk beside the pony, Daddy. It's my first ride.
Why is the sky blue?
I know the cake looks funny, Daddy, but I should try. Oh, with all that I've done wrong, I must have done something wrong.
Daddy, I'm getting sleepy.
To deserve a hug every morning.
Will you tuck me in?
And butterfly kisses at night. Sweet 16 today.
Dad, I passed. I got my license.
She's looking like her mama a little more every day.
Which dress should I wear to the prom?
One part woman.
Oh, this one?
The other part girl.
Dad, I'm on the phone.
To perfume and makeup from ribbons and curls, trying her wings out in a great big world.
I present to you the class
I remember
of 1997.
Butterfly kisses after bedtime prayer, sticking little white flowers all up in her hair.
Never imagined this day would come.
You know how much I love you, Daddy, but if you don't mind,
I promise I'll call.
I'm only gonna kiss you on the cheek this time.
It's really not that far away.
With all that I've done wrong, I must have done something right. Deserve her love every morning.
I love you, Daddy.
And butterfly kisses at night.
Dad, I wanted to call you first. I got the job! The greatest guy.
She'll change her name today.
He reminds me so much of you.
She'll make a promise and I'll give her away.
I'm so nervous.
Standing in the bride room, just staring at
this her. This is the happiest day of my life.
She asked me what I'm thinking and I said I'm not sure. I just feel like I'm losing my baby.
You're here.
Gave me butterfly kisses with her mama there, sticking little white flowers all up in her hair.
Where's my wedding gown, look pretty, daddy? Daddy, don't cry. Oh, with all that I've done wrong, I must have done something right.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today
to deserve love every morning.
A toast.
Butterfly kisses.
To the bride and groom.
Couldn't ask God for more. Man, this is what love is. I know I've got to let her go, but I'll always remember.
Daddy, do you want to come to my tea party?
Every hug in the morning and butterfly kisses.
Dad, put Mom on the other line. I have some news. You're going to be grandparents.
Yeah, I thought I followed up with a little butterfly kisses there. Just,
Thanks for that.
Just to really raise Kelly's ire.
Yeah, my ire is raised.
Yeah, I'm raising that ire. All right. That's I trust you treat her well and butterfly kisses on the first day of school.
Man, back to back.
For a lot of people,
yeah. You need an insulin shot after all that.
Right? Pretty sweet.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Big Al.
Yes.
You have a big comedy special this weekend.
Well, I wouldn't call it my comedy special, but yes, it's a comedy show that's this weekend at the House of Blues, and I'm hosting.
You're the MC for the night, right?
I'm the MC.
That means you go on stage a lot of times.
I go on stage to open the show, and then I go on stage in between the comedians.
Okay.
So it's this Saturday, and these guys are like funny guys.
Yeah, they're comedians.
Of course.
Yeah, how's the writing coming along?
I've actually started.
You did?
And I know you guys are surprised, but I've actually been doing some work on this.
Good.
And, you know, fortunately, the bar is set really low for me because I'm not a comedian.
Well, they all heard that bear driving the car joke. That's as low as you can get.
Right. So, you know, you get what you get. And I tried to explain to them they could have gotten somebody good and funny.
Right.
But they still settled for I was cheaper.
Yeah.
So
that's funny.
You're going to have to watch them too and pay attention to each set
right.
so you can get up there and say something about it.
You have topical jokes you're going to go to?
Well, you know, the topical things right now, what? Ryan Lochte?
Okay. I'd cancel that if you can't say his name.
Right.
I have a hard time with it too.
Donald Trump.
Okay.
The comedy just writes itself with Donald Trump.
Right.
Uh huh.
And there was something else. There was another topical, I'm not sure. But those
great.
The Olympics, maybe
doing well.
Yeah, Ryan Lochte. We'll kind of go from there. But, but I was just trying to wait and see what develops because, to be topical, it's got to be topical. It can't be something happened 3 weeks ago.
Something can happen in 3 days.
Yeah,
it's going to be the main
joke. So
the good news is we're gonna record your stand up routine, right?
Oh boy!
And we're gonna play it back on Monday.
All right.
So a week from today, you'll be listening to Big Al Magic.
Oh boy!
From is this your first stand up?
I did probably 5 minutes at the Improv one time.
Okay.
And it wasn't
fun.
It wasn't fun at all. It wasn't good. But we laughed about it on the show. We taped it, of course, and played it back on the show.
Yeah.
But man, I just remember that total silence in the room. The room was packed, and that one little spotlight that looks directly at you when you're that comedian and you're holding that microphone and they're like, "All right,
go.
Say something funny there, big guy."
Right, we'll see how you do. Oh, I just realized, Jenna, you're not going to be here on Monday.
I'm not going to be here next Monday, you guys. I'm going to a best girlfriend's wedding in Seattle. She's getting married in Seattle on a Sunday night. So I know I had to ask for the day off. We never miss, but can't not be there.
Yeah.
She's one of my closest friends. So
maybe you can give us a preview so Jenna can not feel left out on Friday.
Oh, okay.
No, I'll catch it because I'm flying back Monday morning, so I'll just listen in the airport to the show on my phone.
Or you can finalize your act and then give us the jokes that you threw out.
Oh, okay.
You know, I always wondered about the jokes that didn't make it.
Yeah.
In some stand-up routines.
I think pretty much everything I write is going to make it.
He's so nervous.
I am. I'm pretty nervous. I don't
get
nervous.
Is it too late to back out?
No.
Yes, I'm on the poster.
Oh yeah, it's too late. Yeah. Once you're on the poster, you can't.
Once you're
out.
On the poster, yeah, you can't.
You
back
have
out.
To do it.
And Kelly, you're the reason I'm doing this.
We sat
right here, and I was reading an email from this nice lady that was asking me to do this, and I said I don't think I'm going to do it. And you said, Kelly Raspberry, you should do that because when you get fired or you're no longer doing radio, you might need something as a backup plan. And I'm like,
so stand up comedy.
You thought I was serious?
Yeah. I thought, you're the reason I'm doing this, so you should actually get up there and do it, too.
No.
Would you do it, Kelly?
Stand-up comedy is not my backup plan.
Ricky Smiley said you could be good.
I know. I think, he's a professional. I think it made Ricky mad because he insists I should do stand-up comedy, and I insist I don't want to.
I think you'd be great.
I just don't want to. I don't. That's not
that's
a dream
of mine.
You
have to want to do it. Yeah. It's really difficult. And you got to practice your routine over and over. Yeah. And over.
Well, you will.
Everybody bombs. Yeah. I mean, even you know the biggest stand-up comedians today, they bombed. And I don't want to do that.
That's part of it. Uh-uh. Kevin Hart talks about how many times he bombed in front of 10 people and nobody laughed.
This makes me nervous.
I know. I don't want to
talking
do
about
it.
Kevin Hart bombing.
Will Ferrell's bombed. And Seth Rogen's bombed. Everybody's bombed. Everyone, every single
this
person
not helping.
Has bombed.
This is not helping.
No, it's fine, because if you do, then you're just like them. It's fine.
No, they're actually successful comedians. I'm not
eventually,
like them.
Yeah, eventually. You got to keep at it.
Yeah. No,
if you're, if you're just going to bomb once and be done.
You can't do that.
That's awful, because that's all you're going to remember. Or you can go out there and kill it and then never do it again.
Yeah, I hope I do that. That's
one
what
and done, man.
That's what I want
to
do.
But if you bomb, you do have to come back and redeem yourself.
No.
To have bombed on your one and only chance.
That's the worst.
See, when people ask us to host things, because they think we're going to be funny and stuff.
We're not.
And we're not funny.
We're not always funny.
And you got like Eminem says, one chance, one opportunity, and you get up there for 3 or 4 minutes and you're terrible.
Yeah.
That would ruin my night.
But even Eminem bombed.
He'll brush it off in 10 minutes and leave in the venue.
Yeah,
I'd be sick for a month.
yeah,
and
you would.
He'd be over it the next day. Like, whatever.
You're quick to get over things, so that's going to work
really
out.
Yeah. Oh, that's a wonderful quality.
If anyone should bomb on this show, it should be you, because you get over things so fast.
I don't want to bomb.
Yeah, but I'm saying, but if...
You'll be done. You'll be over it.
I still don't want to. Now I'm getting the feeling I'm getting the bubble guts.
At least you're not Ryan Lochte, though. You were talking about him. We haven't talked about his big lie. Because everything finally unfolded over the weekend.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Ryan Lochte's a big, fat Lion Lochte. Lion Ryan. He did an interview with Matt Lauer over the weekend, apologized for claiming he was robbed at gunpoint.
I'm just really sorry I'm embarrassed. For myself, my family, especially those guys, USA Swimming, the whole Olympic Games, everyone watching, it's just... I was immature and I made a stupid mistake. I'm human. I made a mistake and I definitely learned from this. And I'm just really sorry.
And he got rid of the blue hair for the interview.
Well, no, it wasn't for the interview. The scandal broke. Okay. He said, I'm going back to my natural hair color tomorrow. That was before the scandal broke.
Now, however, he will not say that he made up the robbery story, but he did say that he changed some details.
I left certain things out, and I over-exaggerated some parts of the story.
One of the things you appear to have embellished with Billy when you talked to Billy is you said at some point after you refused to sit down, the security guard put the gun to your forehead and cocked it. That didn't happen?
That didn't happen, and that's why I over-exaggerated that part.
Why'd you do that?
Because you're a man.
I don't know why.
He's a dude.
You know, it was still hours after the incident happened. I was still intoxicated. I was still under that influence.
Yeah. I was still under that influence.
Yeah.
Honestly, he is being a dude.
He's exaggerating.
You see a dude with a scratch on his face from over the weekend.
Oh,
it was probably from his
cat. It was a knife fight in the bar. Yeah. You should see the other guy.
10 other guys pulled out knives and one got me, but I got the rest.
Yeah, you should see the other guy.
It's just the guy thing.
That's what dudes do.
But it's okay. You can finally say, I made it all up. It's like he's going round and round with it. Matt Lauer asked Ryan directly whether it was actually a robbery or not.
I can't answer that because I don't know. Because I was intoxicated, so I don't know. All I know is that there was a gun pointed at us, and we were demanded to give money. Whether it was to pay for the damages of the poster, whether it was extortion or whether it was a robbery, like, I can't. I'm not equipped to.
Except
like,
I want to point out
that
the gunner in his statement to police said at some point someone who spoke English walked over and offered to help translate this altercation. And he made it clear that the security guard was telling the four of you, you need to pay for that stuff, that damage, before you can leave here, or I'm going to call the police. You understood that at that time, didn't you?
Yeah, so then we had to give the money.
So it wasn't
a robbery.
It wasn't a robbery then.
Extortion. But how much? Okay, they were saying the bathroom is damaged, and the reporter went in the next day and said there's no damage to the bathroom. the guys pulled a sign off the, they pulled a paper sign off the door. That's what
you
it was.
Saw them walking out with the frame of the whatever it was.
The sign off the door. So they're set, you know, and they're drunk.
Super drunk.
Obviously. Okay. They're super drunk.
Yeah.
And they and men exaggerate.
We do.
And you're in a country.
Got really out of control.
And you're in a very poor country.
Yeah.
Right. Where people might do stuff.
They need money.
Like that, and they need money.
And right. I know how I reacted when someone said, I owe them. This happened to me recently. Something happened.
Yeah.
And they said I owed them all this money for the damage. I'm like, it wasn't that much. I could have fixed it with a bottle of Windex.
Right.
It wasn't that much. And they were like, no, you got to pay this much. I would have felt like I was robbed.
Right.
I felt like I was robbed.
Did you have to pay?
His back now?
Yeah, they had my credit card number. They had to charge me for it.
Yeah, they already did.
He's got, was it a shakedown?
No.
But I mean, like, they just said, you know, how much money did they say it was? How much money did they say it was?
They say, I think the Brazilian people were saying it was $50. I think some of Ryan might have said $400.
And then teammates ended up having to shell out
thousands of dollars. Like
$10,000. To get their visas back.
Yeah, exactly. It costs you more in the end. So what's the proper punishment? Let's ask Ryan.
I mean, that's not my call. All I know is I learned my lesson from this. I definitely did. And I know this will never, these kind of shenanigans or whatever you want to call it, will never happen again. And I love this sport. And I'm not done with this sport if they let me be. There's still more I want to accomplish in the sport. And all I know is that I'm going to move forward from this and learn from this.
All he's got to do
is
host Saturday Night Live.
Boom.
Let them make fun of him because all men can relate to the lies.
Yes.
We're not saying
every
we don't.
Every man can relate to what he did.
There's a big hole to hosting SNL for Ryan Lochte.
Can you imagine him reading cue cards, guys?
He can't read.
Can you imagine him trying to read cue cards?
He could just go out there and just say the most outlandish type. Just come out there and start lying about stuff. And that's all he needs to do. And then his career, I guarantee you his career would take off.
Eventually, he'll be fine. But now, he's going to be the butt of jokes. But
he needs to make fun of himself.
Accept that. Yes.
He needs to make fun of himself and let people poke fun at him and try and laugh it off. That would be the most brilliant move that he could ever make right
now. He's going to fail up, is what you're saying.
He could, unless he's going to be a jerk, continue to be a jerk about it and be arrogant and be.
He's not being arrogant.
No, I think she's just not smart enough to know he messed up.
He didn't even admit that he's lying. Or we over-exaggerate.
Well, that's the truth.
That's what you say to do. That's what you tell us to do.
You say, always deny. Never tell it. Lie. Deny.
Yeah.
But don't lie about not lying.
Now you're telling him to not lie.
What?
You're the main preacher of that.
I know we lie.
No, but even a week ago probably, we have you on record saying never give up the lie.
Yes.
Never.
I'm talking about in his case.
He's not in a court of law. He's talking to freaking Matt Lauer.
Well, that's true, too. But I'm just saying,
oh God.
I forgot what I'm talking about.
Okay, cool.
You can't argue that point because you're the biggest proponent of lying.
I am a proponent of lying. I'm lying. I'm not.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.